And the thing that the lady keeps her coins in and her
purse.
Is that, are there any other words for purse?
Purse or handbag?
Is there a difference between the two?
Well, I think a handbag is a little bigger than a purse.
Is it, you wouldn't keep a comb or something like that in a purse, but you might keep it in a handbag?
Yeah.
So a purse is primarily for money then, coins, so on.
Yeah.
Okay. And an ornament the lady wears around her wrist?
A watch?
Or a
bracelet?
And, if you give somebody a bracelet, a girl a bracelet, and she just held it in her hand, you say, well, go ahead and
put it on.
And when a bed's made, the top cover is called it's a pretty fancy cover on the top of the bed. When the bed.
Oh, the bedspread.
Do they used to call that anything else? Never call it a coverlet, counterpane?
I don't know any different than bedspread.
Okay. Another kind of cover, it might be under it, that's knotted. It's got cotton in it, it's knotted.
Oh, a quilt.
That's knotted?
Mm-hmm.
Then is that washable?
Sometimes, and sometimes not.
See, quilt would be have to be patches sewn together.
Yeah. Well, that, and then they have straight piece of goods too, and then tied through with wood, with wool, yarn.
And you'd call that a quilt also,
mm-hmm.
Not a comfort.
Well, quilt, comfort. You can call it a comfort. Maybe that is more right.
For the knotted kind.
Uh-huh.
But the sewn kind with the patches would still be a quilt.
That's a quilt.
Never called it a comforter. Comfortable.
Well, I don't know. I think they call it both.
Comforter, comforter. All right. And they ever make a bed on the floor for the children to sleep on?
Oh, yeah.
What did they call it? Anything special?
Well, I don't think they ever called it anything. Only put a quilt down and put it down there and a quilt to cover.
Didn't call it a pallet, though.
What is that?
Pallet? Probably not.
You mean when they lay on the floor?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think it's more of a southern term, pallet on the floor.
Uh-huh.
A man down in Fulton County told me he used the word pallet for that. If you had wall-to-wall carpet, it wouldn't go halfway across. It would go across the room. It would go wall-to-wall carpet doesn't go partway across. It goes
from wall to wall.
Uh-huh. Okay. Would you say clear across?
Uh-huh.
Would you pronounce that for me then, please? Would you say that for me so I can pretend to?
Well, now let me see. How can you do that? Just a carpet from wall to wall. What else can you say?
It goes. It doesn't go partway across the room. It goes
all the way.
Or clear. Would you ever say clear across?
Yeah, clear or all the way. Clear across.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't say clean across the room.
You'd what?
You wouldn't say it goes clean across the room, no. Clean across or clear across? Clear across, I guess.
Yeah, clear.
Okay. Do you have a word for rich black soil?